video with you because on May 4th, so this Wednesday, we are going to do another Zoom meeting to pray for the nations. And so that is at 7 o'clock on May 4th, this Wednesday. It is just a 30-minute meeting. Our goal is to not be overdo our prayer, but to really just spend this time focusing on where there is great need. So last time we got to pray for the church in Ukraine, and this time we are planning on praying for these two international workers. And there are many prayer needs, many praises. I'm just really excited to spend just a couple of minutes going over what they've been doing in their ministry, but then to really spend time lifting them up to God. And so I'm going to say it one more time. So that's this Wednesday. It's at 7 o'clock. If you are checking your email, you are going to see a link from the church that gives you the way to get into the Zoom. And if you are interested in calling in, there's also a phone call option. You can just give the church office a call anytime throughout the week, and we will give you the phone number and the information to be able to dial in that way. I'll leave the rest of the announcements.
All right. Thank you, Mara, and good morning, everyone, from the church. And we're grateful for all of you here. If you're visiting with us, we're glad that you are here. Grateful for your continued faithfulness in giving. And as a reminder, just our offerings are on the back table here in the entryway, as well as in the overflow and online on our website, dorseyvillealliance.org. Today, we will be celebrating communion. So if you have not already, back on the table here in the sanctuary, as well as in the overflow, there are little communion elements there, the bread and the juice in a pack. You can pick that up even as we're having the announcements now, so you are ready. And if you're tuning in on Facebook Live and you haven't already, you can grab some water or juice and some bread, crackers, so you can celebrate communion with us a little later in the service. Tonight at 6 o'clock is our weekly youth group that meets at 6 o'clock. That's a focus youth group. A fun night for the youth tonight. Prayer meeting is going to be a little bit different. We're not going to have a structured prayer time, but instead we're going to be opening the sanctuary up at 6 o'clock for you just to be spending time seeking the Lord personally. If there are others that are around and you want to pray, gather to pray over a few things together, that would be available as well. But we're just going to have the sanctuary open at 6 o'clock for the prayer time tonight. Mara already reminded you, the Zoom for the Nations on Wednesday. On Thursday is National Day of Prayer, and we are going to be having our monthly night of worship and prayer, which is normally the second Wednesday of the month, moved to this Thursday, May the 5th, in conjunction with National Day of Prayer. So it'll be an opportunity to gather, to worship, to pray, to join in on this with our nation as we are praying on May the 5th. That's at 6:30 p.m. Just a thanks to everyone who contributed to the food drive. Both food banks that received that were very grateful for the ways in which you gave your generosity and partnered with them. So from them and from the church, thank you for your participation in that. And also, if you came in today, you may notice that there is a gigantic pile of wood at the back of the parking lot. The church, we had a bunch of dead trees that needed to be taken down, and so all of that wood is absolutely free. We want, there's already been some of it taken, but if you either heat your house with wood or just want some for a campfire, please go ahead and take that. Probably the sooner you get to it, the better, as we don't want it out there forever, and so we'll be opening it up wider as well. So if you're interested in that, get as much as you want until it's all gone. It's all free for all of you. All right, number of other announcements that are in your bulletin, so please do be aware of those. And then let's have a word of prayer. And as the worship team has already had a song for us this morning to focus our hearts on the promises of God, we want to then enter into worship together. So let's pray. Father, we thank you on this day that you have made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. And even more, we are glad in you, the creator of this day. And so, Father, we pause at the beginning of our time. We're thankful for our international worker partners and friends. We pray blessing over them in their ministry. But we are also grateful this morning for the reason that they are there and the reason that we are here, and that is, Father, that you have sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to pay our sin debt, that we would not perish, but that we might have everlasting life. As we would celebrate communion during this time together as well, Lord, we look forward to honoring you, to celebrating Jesus, to receiving all that you have for us. And as we come as grateful people, grateful for Jesus, thankful, Father, for your Spirit's work, thankful for your love that you continually pour out, thankful for your mercies that are new every morning. And all that you pour out to us, we want to turn it back to you this morning in praise. So receive our praise, receive our worship, speak to us, change us this day. May we leave this place knowing that we have met with you. And may we not leave the same as we came in. So Father, may burdens be lifted. May hope be poured out. Father, may your love be received. May your mercy and grace, Lord, fill us. May your life infuse us this day. We seek you, and we expect to meet with you this day. Have your way in our midst. Holy Spirit, come, so that, Father, your kingdom might come, and your will be done here in this place, on this earth, as it is in heaven. We love you. We ask all these things in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. And all God's people said together, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. And we're singing God of Wonders. That's going to be our opening song of worship together this morning. And just remembering who it is that we are worshiping. I mean, every tree that you pass today, God perfectly placed. Every animal on the ground, he knows where their home is. Every star in the sky, he perfectly places and knows where they are. He knows the movement of everything. He knows the depths of our hearts. We sang, I think it was last week, this great God is who we are worshiping together this morning.
Lord of heaven and earth.
Celebrate the life and the light that is found within you, nowhere else but in you. You are the source of all creation. You have breathed life into being. You have perfectly placed each and every one of us right where we are, according to your foreknowledge and your good purposes. You know every thought that crosses our mind. You know every desire of our hearts. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord. And so we praise you this morning, God. To take the moment here now to invite you in to search us and try us, Lord. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob. Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. God, that is our prayer this morning. Give us clean hands and a pure heart. Empower us by your Spirit, Lord, to cast down our idols and fix our eyes on you. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, Lord God, Jesus, we fix our eyes on you now and the cross that you endured for us. Amen.
Flowing down.
And so, yes, Jesus, we do owe all to you. You gave your all. And so our reasonable response is to offer our all. In humble submission, in humble surrender, offering our whole lives. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your perfect, complete, finished work at the cross. We rejoice in you. We love you, and we offer our worship. We offer our very selves to you. We look forward to what you would have to say to us this morning, Father. We look forward to receiving and celebrating the work that you have done, the work that we've sung about at the cross during communion. We look forward to encountering you. We expect to meet with you, even as we have, to continue to do so. We thank you. We love you. We worship you. We thank you for your presence. Be our teacher now, Holy Spirit. Guide us into truth. Change us with that truth, that we would find greater and greater freedom, that our worship and our view of God would be lifted higher and higher, that we might see Jesus in all of it, that you, Spirit of God, would fall fresh, even as you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you're seated, if you are able,